Hey folks, you're OS Reviews, you're watching our video review of the Kidox X2. This is an Android TV box that's the current flagship for the manufacturer, and specs correlate to Android 4.4. It's a little bit outdated. We would have liked to see Android 5.0 Lollipop, but overall it still works decently. There's the Android Play Store on board. There's also 1 gig of RAM, 8 gigs of built-in storage, expandable via USB ports and SD card slots. There's also Wi-Fi on board. It supports XBMC, and there are a few apps built in as well that you can install more from. And it also comes included with a wireless remote. As far as other specs are concerned, this one actually sells on Amazon for $60, which is pretty inexpensive for the specs that this thing supports. And 4K resolution is going to be a differentiator between other Kidox Android TV boxes that only go up to 1080p. So this one has a pretty clean presentation. On the back, there are a few other specs and labels for the various ports, including the SD port, USB ports, and also Ethernet port if you don't want to use Wi-Fi, and also the DC port, which is a proprietary connector. Inside here, we have access just to the Android TV box. It is incredibly small and lightweight. We'll take a look at the design later on. There is an instruction manual, and underneath here, there's also the AC adapter, which is, again, proprietary. There is also an included HDMI cable, which is an added bonus, which is great for only $60. You get that. There's also the bundled remote that works decently, even though it's not an air remote, so it's not as responsive. You have to use the infrared connection between the top and the front of the TV box to be in range. It supports AAA batteries, and you have access to all the controls. So take a look at this later on as well, and that's all the contents in the packaging. So taking a look at the design of the actual X2 first, it's crafted out of a texturized plastic, which is really reminiscent of the surface that's also found on the OnePlus 1 and OnePlus 2. It's like sandpaper, and it feels very coarse but grippy, so it does have a solid construction quality in the hand. The sides are crafted out of a glossy material that makes it extremely shiny, and comparing it briefly with some other devices, we have a 5-inch phone. This is a Ficom Passion 660. You can see just how small this Android TV box is. The size for Android TV boxes have been getting progressively smaller and smaller, and of course we still prefer the actual box size variant to the stick size one that plugs directly via a HDMI dongle, because performance on these tend to be a bit better, and also heat dissipation tends to be better as well, since there's more room and space for the components. On the back, you have access to a soft touch rubber, which prevents the unit from sliding around when you place onto a surface or a desk, and the design overall is definitely elegant. On the back, you have access to the various ports. There's also an optical port for enhanced audio quality, Ethernet port, HDMI port, USB port 1, a proprietary charging port, and the other side features the second USB port and a micro SD card slot. As you can see here, the sides are definitely fingerprint attractive, so you do have to clean it regularly. On the front, there's an infrared port for reading the remote control, as well as a power on off switch, which is relatively responsive and tactile. And overall, we're fans of the design. We think it looks elegant. It's not going to take up too much space either when you place it next to your TV. Next, we're going to take a quick look at the remote here. It works decently. There are no batteries included in the box. You have access to all the dedicated controls for the numbers. You can select through different channels if you are running an app that does that. You have access to a mouse key that you can tap, menu key, which is standard for Android, a home key, a back key, a five-way navigation toggle, relatively responsive and tactile, as well as dedicated hotkeys for media controls, music, web, and app. Next, we're going to take a quick look at the interface of the Android TV box and connect it up to our HD. We now have the Kidox X2 connected onto a projector, and as you can see, the user interface is a vanilla build of Android 4.4.2. And this is a juxtaposition with previous Kidox TV boxes we've seen that had a heavily customized UI on top of Android. So this particular version is going to be great if you plan on customizing your TV box with your favorite programs, applications, and widgets. It's essentially what you might find on a traditional tablet or even a smartphone running a vanilla stock build of Android 4.4.2. With that being said, using the bundled remote becomes a bit more difficult, just because instead of having the air mouse functionality where you can just wave the remote around to have the cursor move on screen, instead if you tap on the mouse key here, you have to go left and right, up and down to control it, and you have to do it one movement at a time. So that becomes a little tedious, as opposed to a grid-like UI that makes it more simple in terms of having a carousel to navigate through using the four-way navigation toggle. But anyways, you have all the extras on here, including Wi-Fi, and there are very few preloaded applications out of the box, which I think is a good thing. There is the stock browser, as well as the Google Play Store if you do want to install more of your favorite extras, as well as a file manager to view back your images and video files if you have a USB thumb drive or a hard drive connected. There's also, weirdly enough, an application for a camera, even though this TV box does not come with an camera as part of the hardware, so we're not really sure why that's there. There's also a voice search, all the standard features like music, video player also on board, including Skype as well. And of course, you can go through settings to change some of the other program settings. Other than that, it's very clean. The only real application that comes installed out of the box is Kodi, and this allows you to stream music as well as programs, videos, and internet radio after you've connected to Wi-Fi internet. For instance, I can select through different videos by going left to right at left and right through these task bars, and then I can select through my favorite channels and view them back, and it basically plays back instantly, which is pretty good. This particular TV box also does support 4K resolution, which is quite impressive, and you can install your favorite programs like BBC or even ABC, their apps in the Google Play Store, and those work flawlessly as well over internet streaming. So going back into the home screen here, you can check out some other extras on here, including the browser. It works pretty nicely as well. Text entry is going to be challenging on here, just like it is on most other Android TV boxes, just because if you use the on-screen keyboard, you have to hunt and peck, which is not very comfortable. I would recommend plugging in a USB keyboard. That makes the experience a lot better, and it seems to support virtually any plug-and-play keyboard that we kind of threw at. So here we have the New York Times fully loaded. The browser is actually set to load the desktop version of Pages by default, which is great because you have the ability to browse through all the complex pages, sites, and view back images and videos that are integrated directly into your pages. This is not the fastest Android TV box that we've tested, and at 1 GB, the RAM is also a little bit low. So do expect to wait 2 to 3 seconds longer for complex pages like the New York Times to fully load. But afterwards, you can search through things, read your favorite texts and articles, and everything works flawlessly. For navigation purposes, I would recommend switching back into the four-way navigation toggle view as opposed to the on-screen mouse or cursor. That makes things a bit easier to go left, right, up and down, and through the pages. As you can see, it's loading pretty well, and it's pretty snappy and responsive after the pages are completely loaded. You can also view back images, videos that are again integrated into the pages, so that means I can visit youtube.com and directly play back some video clips if I want to do that. And that works pretty decently. You have to wait for about 2 to 3 seconds for the video to buffer, but afterwards it does a nice job. Audio quality is also pretty decent. When it comes to gaming, I wouldn't really recommend doing that on the Kidox X2 just because it doesn't come with Bluetooth as a feature on board. So if you do plan on connecting it to like a controller, it's going to be a lot more difficult. You have to use a USB socket, which is not as convenient. It's going to tie you down in terms of the distance you are from your TV and then sitting on your couch. So I would recommend for another version if you do want to do that. During operation, the X2 remained fairly cool in temperature, and again, overall it's pretty snappy and responsive. Some final tidbits I wanted to add. It does support Miracast, just like on some other Kidox devices we've seen in the past. So essentially, it uses Wi-Fi to connect to your supported Android phone or tablet. It allows you to mirror whatever content is being displayed on your phone screen onto your television, which is pretty cool. It definitely drains the battery a little bit faster on your phone, but overall, on here, the reaction speed is pretty quick, and it doesn't really have a delay between what's happening on screen for your phone and what's happening on screen for your TV, as long as your Wi-Fi connection is fast enough. It uses Wi-Fi Direct. Otherwise, the remote is also pretty sensitive. You don't have to be in a direct line of sight with the TV box for it to operate. So, for example, I can use it right now. It's not pointed at the TV box, which is actually sitting behind me, and it's still working just fine. And overall, again, it's a decent Android TV box at this price point. I think it has a compelling design. It doesn't have the most feature-rich set in the world, although it does support a wide array of video codecs, which makes this an excellent media player if you do plan on watching a lot of videos. End of the day, for only $58, I think that the X2 Android TV box by Kidox is a steal, just because it's great for watching any HD television shows. It also supports 4K with a wide array of video formats, which is great if you want to play back images originally stored on an SD card or a local library. It's also great for gaming, for playing back some emulator games, classic games. You can purchase a controller for a relatively inexpensive price on Amazon. The only limitation here is the lack of Bluetooth, which is something that we would have liked to see, but overall the interface is clean and the Android TV box runs smoothly. To learn more information about the X2, be sure to read our full written review. This has been our video. Thanks for watching. Here are OS Review.